Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know why I'm happy? Because right now, I think I found the answer to one of my problems this time of year. Taxes. Hello. And it looks like United Way of West Florida might have some answers for me. I have some experts on the panel this way from this morning from United Way of West Florida. I have Julie Helton, who is here. She is the Community Impact Services Manager, and Jessica Johnson, who is the VP of Impact Services. And my understanding is that you have a volunteer income tax assistance program. Now you're talking.
Good morning.
Now you're talking. Let's talk about it. This makes me very happy.
Yeah, it makes us happy to talk about
it. Yeah, thanks for being here. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about what you do and your role with United Way, and then about this program. I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah. So we are part of the Community Impact Department. So what happens in Community Impact is a lot of different things.
Uh-huh.
That includes our volunteer programs. We have a school supply drive called Step the Bus. We have a community-wide volunteer day called Day of Caring. We have a free volunteer platform called Get Connected. United Way is also very interesting because we are a nonprofit and we receive grants, but we also give out grants. And so we have two grant opportunities where we fund different programs and capacity building efforts to nonprofits mm-hmm. in our two county area, Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. There's a lot of other things that we do in community impact, but we also do VITA. So, okay. Free tax preparation.
So what does VITA stand for?
Yeah, VITA stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program.
Okay.
So
what does that mean?
Yeah, so VITA is actually a nationwide program. It is a grant funded through the IRS. We, as a United Way, have received it for over 10 years now, well before my time and Jessica's time.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So we are able to provide free tax preparation to hardworking families across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Oh my gosh, so free tax preparation can make a huge difference, especially if you're kind of counting on that refund.
Yes.
So what are the qualifications? What do I need? Who do I need to qualify for this?
Yeah, the income threshold for VITA is $69,000.
Really?
Which is a pretty high
income. I was going to say, yeah. I was thinking it's going to be $20,000 or something. Oh my gosh. Okay.
And it goes up every year. It goes up every year. Last year was about $65,000. And so next year, it'll be in the 70,000s likely.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. And then can they be from any county? Because I know United Way of West Florida. So who else? Are there certain counties that will be able to qualify with you all?
Where we provide the taxes is in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. We have had folks come in from Lillian. Mm-hmm. If it's out of someone's way, say they're in Niceville or something, we will connect them to a free tax service over in those counties to the left-hand side. Left and right hand side, excuse me. But we will direct them as best we can. But we've had folks come from out of state.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So Julia Helton is here. She is with United Way of West Florida. And Jessica Johnson's also here. So Jessica, what's your role in all this? You're the VP of Impact Services.
Yeah.
Sounds very important.
Well,
she is.
That's what they tell me. I'm just happy to serve.
I love it.
So my role in all of this is just to really oversee all of our teams. So mm-hmm. we have four different impact areas that cover kind of our department. So we have financial security, which is where our VITA program falls under.
Mm-hmm.
We have youth opportunity, which our programs such as Healthy Schools Escambia, that falls under, and a number of other initiatives that we have, Step the Bus, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our community resilience pillar, which is a newer pillar to the United Way network, where we're talking about disaster recovery, relief, hurricanes.
Really?
So
okay.
Of course, you know, we're walking into hurricane season.
Shh,
so
we don't say the H word.
I know. So, but of course, you know, we're going to be prepared, mm-hmm. not scared. So we're doing that. And then our last pillar is our, healthy, opportunities, healthy communities
mm-hmm.
pillar.
Okay.
So that's, anything, you know, related to the health, well-being, of our community. So our service area, although we are here locally in Pensacola, we do serve Escambia County and Santa Rosa County with our programmatic support.
Mm-hmm.
However, for VITA, like Julia said, we're kind of wherever the need is. But then we also have a couple of special hotlines that I oversee as
well. I was going to mention that. That's the 211, isn't it?
Yes.
Talk about that, because that is such a great resource, and I'm not sure people are really familiar with that.
Yeah.
And I just want to say hats off to all of you, because this is a nonprofit that has relatively speaking, for everything you do, a small staff, and you depend so much on volunteers. Yeah. So hats off to all the volunteers that help with United Way, yes. all the businesses that support United Way,
yes.
but especially what you're doing. I just wanted to say, to really shout out that this is so wonderful that we have your agency in our community.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for what you're doing.
You.
But now talk about this 211 is very important.
Yeah. So think of 211 as kind of like your gateway into community resources and support. So 211 Northwest Florida is our service line. We are available 24/7, 5 7 days a week.
Oh, 24/7, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. And so you just literally call 211 from your phone,
mm-hmm.
and it could be a resource for anything from housing to food pantry distribution sites to
mm-hmm.
Hospitals, anything you could think of. Our specialists are human. They are able to look in our database and give you resources. They do also ask kind of like a holistic kind of intake. So they
mm-hmm.
want to know, yes, we know your initial need, but what are the other things that you could, you know, benefit from? So we are able to kind of dovetail off from there. So
is that information kept private?
Yes.
Because
yes.
I think people worry about that
yes,
sometimes. I'm going to tell
absolutely.
You my income, or I'm going to tell you that I'm food
yeah.
insecure.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's a lot of shame
yeah.
when you're not in a good position. Me may lose a job or lose your situation,
right.
get into a divorce or something like that,
right.
where suddenly you find yourself in a position you never imagined.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you can
yep.
call 211 because yep. it's amazing all the resources
yes.
here.
Yeah.
It's getting past the pride part, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
hard sometimes.
It is. It is. And, I mean, once you get through that initial call and that kind of hesitancy to
mm-hmm.
reach out, once you are able to talk with someone, our specialists are wonderful, so
mm-hmm.
they'll talk you through anything and get you to where you need. So,
and you have a lot of partners too, so I know mm-hmm. you do partner with Mana Food Pantries, for example, and
mm-hmm.
some of the others in the community. What
mm-hmm.
if somebody needs psychological help? Maybe they're really going
uh-huh.
through a tough time, or substance abuse help. Do
yep.
you have resources for that too?
We do. So that would be under our 988 Florida crisis
okay.
line.
Okay.
So again, you can get to us from 211, but mm-hmm. you can also just directly call 988 and again meet with a human resource.
I was going to say this yeah. not a recording.
Oh no.
Or somebody
no,
that can barely speak English.
No, nope. it is a full 100% person that is there to assist. They answer the phone day and night, and they provide resources to that individual from wherever they're calling. So we'll have some that may call from Bay County out in Panama City.
Mm-hmm.
We may have someone that calls right here in Escambia County. We may have someone that calls closer to Tallahassee. So wherever they are, we can get them the resources they need. And if they are struggling with suicidal ideations in an attempt where there should be some sort of intervention
mm-hmm.
from mental health services, we can get them connected to 911 or to a mental health resource such as MRTs, the mobile response team here in Pensacola. So
that number is 988.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. We're talking with our friends from United Way of West Florida. When we come back, we're going to get more specific about this income tax assistance program, which I'm personally interested in. So we will come back with Pep Talk. Our experts are here. If you have a question about United Way services or this income tax help, 850-437-1620. Would love to hear from you this morning. We'll be right back with Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts this morning are from United Way of West Florida. Julia Helton is here along with Jessica Johnson. And we were talking about all the different services provided, but the one I'm really interested in is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. So first of all, my first question was, okay, wait a minute. You have volunteers helping people with their taxes. So how do I know that this volunteer knows what they're doing?
Yeah, that's a valid
question. But you can explain it to me, so
yes,
please tell
yes.
our listeners.
So yeah, volunteer is in the name of the program. Our volunteers are really the ones running it. They
mm-hmm.
are the reasons we can keep providing this service. So to be a VITA volunteer, you don't have to be a tax expert. I quite frankly don't think a tax expert exists because it's constantly changing.
True.
It's a lot of things to remember.
Right.
But to actually volunteer at the site, to greet our taxpayers, to prepare their taxes, to review, to do the quality review piece, and then to just be a site coordinator, you do have to get certified through the IRS.
Okay.
And so we at United Way, we do offer trainings before tax season starts.
Mm-hmm.
There are many, many resources online through us and through the IRS,
mm-hmm.
but you have to be certified to do it. And so there are different volunteer roles to be part of VITA, but every single role you have to be certified, and that could be, depending on what you're doing, it could be 2 to 4 certifications that you have to
take. Wow, okay, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yes, right. And it's trusted. Yeah. And so I know I said you don't have to be a tax expert. These are really simplified taxes we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do a nonprofit's taxes.
Right.
We can't do a big business. Mm-hmm. We can do really simple W-2s. We've done self-employed folks.
Probably like helpful that. To seniors whose
yes,
taxes
very.
May be very
yeah.
you know, simple. Or
very. And yep. that is probably the higher percentage of taxpayers we see.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because they are simple, but they're coming to a trusted place.
Right.
We are a safe and secure tax preparer where it's not always easy to find that.
Okay, so do I have just to April 15th, or do you still help people after that? Because I know there's,
yeah.
I'm just asking for a friend.
Yeah,
if you missed the April 15th deadline,
okay.
can you
know
still
what?
Get help?
Life happens, life happens, and sometimes April 15th is just too soon.
Mm-hmm.
So we do stop doing our standard locations on April 15th. That
I
will
see.
Be the last day.
Okay.
And so during the tax season, I should mention this, we are at different Pensacola State College locations.
Oh, yeah. Tell us what the locations
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've had a wonderful relationship with Pensacola State College through this tax program. And so we are at the main campus, the Pensacola campus by the mall.
Mm-hmm.
That is our longest running one. Pensacola State College, Warrington campus, and Milton campus.
Okay.
And then we're also at Goodwill on mm-hmm. Fridays, and then Florida Blue on Saturdays. But I should emphasize, please make an appointment before you come.
Okay.
Because we just want to make sure we're able to provide taxes, prepare your taxes.
Sure.
So
yeah.
we have our volunteers there. You are done within the time frame that we were supposed to be done,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, so these are really simplified taxes. But
okay.
we will be offering summer days for
great.
Our late filers.
I'll tell my friend that.
Yeah. we don't have great. Any dates yet, but we'll share those once we get a schedule going.
Okay, so how do I make an appointment?
Good question. You can go to our United Way website. It's uwwf.org.
Wait a minute. You say that slower.
Sorry.
Yeah, no,
sorry.
It's okay.
UWWF2Ws.org
/tax help.
And so there is a link to make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
You can give us a call. We will direct you to the website.
Mm-hmm.
Tax appointments do fill up very quickly.
Okay.
So if it says nothing available at this time, that means nothing.
So it's probably you'd want to get on that today
yes.
so you can get
yes.
in the next
mm-hmm.
couple of weeks, I would imagine.
And we open those appointments about every 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and that's to ensure we have our shifts fully staffed with volunteers.
That sounds great. Well, it sounds like a wonderful resource mm-hmm. that I have a feeling not a lot of people know about.
No.
So
no.
I'm really excited to get the word out about this because mm-hmm. it does make a difference, especially if you're mm-hmm. hoping to get something from that refund.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's wonderful because, like I said, it's a safe and trusted program, and individuals and families, hardworking individuals and families, can keep what they earn
mm-hmm.
in their pocket. Because the average tax return, I think, is about $250. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money to
oh,
some people.
Yeah.
That's money you can put towards groceries, rent, gas,
mm-hmm.
things like that. And so
no doubt.
We're lucky we can be able to help families save that,
mm-hmm.
but also potentially get a return back.
Okay, we're talking with United Way of West Florida. Julia and Jessica are here telling us about the Volunteer Assistant Tax Assistance Program, which is available for you to take advantage of. But if you have a question for them this morning, please text it in at 850-437-1620. I know they would love to hear from you. So you have this major program going on. As we're heading into the season, I like to call it, what are some of the services that you provide to help people get ready?
Yeah. So we do have on our website what you need to take to your appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always recommend if you do have an appointment, please show up 15 minutes early, do a checklist of everything you need, all your W-2s,
mm-hmm.
your Social Security card, your IDs, things like that, just to make sure you don't have to leave and come back and you can get your taxes done in the time you want.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, very
so we
good.
Have a checklist for everything for
what you need to
prepared.
Bring. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But now I was talking about the age season.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you answered,
Jessica.
No, I'm glad you answered that question because we didn't cover that. But now I'm curious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's spring, so,
yeah.
So I know you have a lot of different options there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, living in the great state of Florida, you know, we always need to be prepared for anything, especially in our area right here off the Gulf. We've got to be very diligent about being sure we know, you know, are we in a flood zone?
Right.
That's important. If you're in Escambia County, I know for a fact you can go to myescambia.gov. Mm-hmm. And you can actually search your your address and mm-hmm. see if you're in a flood zone. Maybe you've bought a house or renting, or you just didn't know, you know, where that was. Look it up.
Make Very sure
you
important. Know.
Mm-hmm. Have an evacuation plan. It's never a bad idea to start having some cash on hand and keeping your tank full, just because you just never know.
Yep, no, that's very good advice. Yeah. Talking with our friends at United Way of West Florida, this is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. United Way of West Florida is here talking about a great program, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. So, ladies, I'm going to turn it over to you to just kind of mention a few more things before we go. We just got a couple minutes left.
Yeah. So, as we mentioned, we do fill up very quickly with appointments, but that doesn't mean we don't have another resource someone can turn to. Mm-hmm. There is a website called myfreetaxes.com.
Really? They told me this during the break. I have not heard. Myfreetaxes.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes,
I used. Where have I been? Under a rock?
You were waiting for us.
Yes, clearly.
I used it before. I've used it the last 2 years, and it's very easy. So the income threshold to use my free taxes is higher. If you have an income of $89,000, you are eligible to use it. It is the same software that we use at the Vita site, so they're able to pick up on different credits you can qualify for, things like that. So if you can't get an appointment, myfreetaxes.com. Very easy.
Great.
And one last thing, just because tax season has started doesn't mean we don't need more volunteers. You can still get certified. You can still get all the resources you need. Because the more volunteers we have, the more taxes we can prepare.
Sometimes. Which sounds like something maybe a retired accountant might want to do, or somebody that's got extra time on their hands and misses.
Yeah, exactly.
There are people that probably miss doing tax forms.
I think so. And we have the volunteers for it. We have a wonderful set of volunteers right now. Yeah. We couldn't do what we do without them. But like I said, the more we have, the more returns we can prepare.
So again, to get to take advantage of this program, what do I need to do?
You can visit United Way, or you. WWF.org. Mm-hmm. You can find the tax help. There's a button on the top right hand corner, and try to get an appointment in.
Okay, very good. And then those other two numbers that we mentioned, Jessica, that are help resource lines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 211 Northwest Florida, it's going to be your kind of gateway to all the resources in your community, as well as your 988. And then we have a veteran line as well. So go to 211 and let them know if you're a vet, you need mental health assistance, we'll get you where you need to go.
Fantastic. What you do is amazing. So thank you. I know how busy you are. I appreciate you coming in today. Julia Helton is here. Jessica Johnson with United Way of West Florida. Thank you so much for all you do. Appreciate you coming on Pep Talk.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, get those taxes done, y'all. No excuses.